Hi there. I am Rock and my beautiful wife is Ro. Yes, Rock and Ro. Today I have a topical message titled Body, Soul, and Spirit. Made by God, redeemed by Christ. I hope you enjoy. Recently, I was watching an episode of the Dr. Phil show, and there was a woman being interviewed who was caught in a very troubling situation. She had been texting someone she barely knew and had convinced herself that this person loved her. But from what was being described, it seemed clear that this belief was not based in reality. The other person had told her many times, "Stop texting me. Stop sending me things." But even after being told to stop, she continued for more than a year. It appeared that she had created a relationship in her mind that was not truly there. And something else stood out to me. The guest explained that she wanted to pray to a God, but instead of praying to the one true God, she began praying to a famous movie star, Morgan Freeman, and treated him like he was her God. That really got me thinking. Why are human beings so vulnerable at times? Why do people become so easily influenced by things that are not from God? Why do we sometimes look for love, identity, comfort, and purpose in the wrong places? The truth is, when a person is not grounded in the Lord, the heart and mind can become open to confusion, deception, unhealthy attachments, and spiritual influence that does not come from God. That is what led me to this message today. We're going to look at how God created mankind with a body, soul, and spirit. We will see how each part was designed by God. And we will also see how the enemy tries to influence and take control where God alone should rule. So let's open the Word of God and get into this message. Body, soul, and spirit. Made by God. Redeemed by Christ. God did not create man as an accident, an animal, or a machine. The Bible teaches that human beings are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. We are created with a body, a soul, and a spirit, and each part has a purpose under God's design. David said in Psalm chapter 139, verse 14, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God made us with great care. He knows every part of us, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Let's get into the Word of God. Ro, will you kindly read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 to 24?
Here is God's word in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 to 24. "Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it."
Thank you, Ro. So let us get into this lesson. Section 1. God made man from the dust and gave him life. In Genesis, we see the beginning. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life." This shows us something powerful. God formed man's body from the dust, but man did not become alive until God breathed life into him. So man is more than skin, bones, blood, and organs. We are spiritual beings created by God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, "May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless." Notice the order. Spirit, soul, body. God cares about the whole person. This next section is called the body, our earthly vessel. The body is the physical part of us. It is what we see, touch, feed, wash, rest, and care for. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?" Your body matters to God. The body is not evil by itself. God made it. But because of sin, the body can be used for sinful desires. That is why we must not let the body rule the soul and spirit. Many people live only for the body. What do I feel? What do I want? What pleases me right now? But the body was never designed to be the master. It was designed to serve God. Section 3, I titled this, The Soul. The mind, will, and emotions. The soul is often understood as the place of our thoughts, choices, personality, emotions, and desires. It is where we wrestle with questions like, who am I? What do I believe? What do I love? What do I choose? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Your soul is valuable. More valuable than money, popularity, success, or possessions. This is where the battle often takes place. The enemy wants access to the soul through fear, temptation, bitterness, lust, pride, confusion, false teaching, and rebellion. That is why Proverbs says in chapter 4, verse 23, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." The heart and soul must be guarded. This next section, called the spirit, the part that must be born again, this is the most crucial part. It is the part, if you get wrong or miss, it will determine where you spend eternity. The spirit is the part of man designed to know God, worship God, and have fellowship with God. But because of sin, man is spiritually dead apart from Christ. Paul wrote in Ephesians 2, verse 1, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." That does not mean the body is dead. It means the person is spiritually separated from God. This is why Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 7, "You must be born again. Being religious is not enough. Being moral is not enough. Going to church is not enough. The human spirit must be made alive by God." Jesus said in John 3, verse 6, "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit." When a person receives Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit brings spiritual life. That person is no longer spiritually dead. They become born again. Section 5, titled, "Not Every Spirit is from God." This is very important. The Bible clearly teaches that there are spirits that are not from God in character, loyalty, or truth. John warned in 1 John 4, verse 1, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God." That means the spiritual world is real. Not every spiritual experience is holy. Not every voice is God. Not every dream is from the Lord. Not every feeling is the Holy Spirit. Not every supernatural manifestation is from heaven. We must test everything by the Word of God. Section 6, fallen spirits left God's design. God created angels, but some rebelled against him. They did not stay in the place God assigned for them. In the book of Jude says in verse 1, "And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling." These beings were created by God, but they rebelled against God. They left their proper domain. They rejected God's order. They became fallen. Peter also speaks of angels who sinned in 2 Peter verse 4. God did not spare angels when they sinned. So we must understand this carefully. God created them, but God did not create their rebellion. God made them good, but they chose evil. They left their God-given place, and now they oppose the work of God. Section 7. The enemy wants control before a person is born again. Before a person is born again, their spirit is dead toward God. That person may still think, feel, reason, and make decisions, but spiritually they are separated from God. That makes the soul vulnerable. Paul describes unbelievers as being influenced by the enemy. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. "The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." That is a serious statement. The enemy works through deception. He wants to influence the mind, corrupt the desires, blind the heart, and keep people from coming to Jesus. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers." Satan does not always come looking scary. He often comes with lies that sound reasonable. You do not need God. You can save yourself. Follow your feelings. Truth is whatever you want it to be. Jesus is not the only way. Sin will not hurt you. You can play with darkness and stay safe. But Jesus said of the devil in John chapter 8, verse 44, "There is no truth in him. He is a liar and the father of lies." Section 8. Demonic influence is real, but Jesus is greater. The Bible shows that demonic spirits seek influence, bondage, and destruction. Jesus dealt with unclean spirits during his earthly ministry. They recognized his authority. In Mark chapter 5, the man among the tombs was tormented by unclean spirits. But when Jesus came, the demons had to bow before his authority. That is the good news. Dark spirits are real, but they are not equal to God. Satan is powerful, but he is not all-powerful. Demons are real, but they tremble before Jesus Christ. James says in chapter 2, verse 19, even the demons believe that and shudder. The believer does not need to live in fear. Jesus is Lord. John says in 1 John 4, verse 4, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And now we come to section 9 that I titled, the soul must be surrendered to Christ. The enemy wants the soul. God wants to save the soul. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The soul is saved by faith in Jesus Christ. A person is not protected by religion, tradition, family background, or good intentions. A person needs Jesus. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. When a human spirit is born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside the believer. Then the soul begins to be renewed by God's word. Paul said in Romans 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The mind must be renewed. The emotions must be healed. The will must be surrendered. The body must be offered to God. Section 10. How do we guard ourselves? The Christian life is not about fear. It is about walking in the truth and staying close to Jesus. The Bible tells us in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice the order. First, submit to God. Then, resist the devil. Think about this. Here is the unlock. You cannot resist the devil while living in rebellion against God. The safest place to be is surrendered to Jesus Christ. We guard ourselves by praying daily, reading God's word, testing every spirit by Scripture, rejecting occult practices, confessing sin quickly, staying in fellowship with believers, putting on the armor of God. Paul said in Ephesians 6, verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Section 11. The Holy Spirit is not just another spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a force, feeling, or influence. He is God. He convicts. He teaches. He comforts. He seals the believer. He leads us into truth. Jesus said in John 16, verse 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. When a person is born again, they are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. That means the believer belongs to God. Listen, maybe today you realize something important. You have taken care of your body. You have tried to manage your emotions. You have made your own decisions. But your spirit needs to be born again. Jesus did not come only to improve your life. He came to save your soul. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood to cleanse you. He rose again from the grave. He defeated sin, death, and the devil. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You do not have to belong to darkness. You do not have to be ruled by fear. You do not have to stay spiritually dead. Jesus can make you alive. Today, if you believe this, it is a gift from God to be born again. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you rose again from the dead. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Make me new. I turn away from darkness and surrender my life to you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be my Lord and my Savior. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. In closing, God made you with a body, soul, and spirit. Sin damaged what God made. But Jesus came to redeem the whole person. Your body can become a temple. Your soul can be saved. Your spirit can be made alive. And when Jesus makes you alive, no other spirit has the right to rule over you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for creating us with a body, soul, and spirit. Help us surrender every part of who we are to you. Guard our minds from deception, protect our hearts from evil influence, and fill us with the truth of your word and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, keep us close to you. Help us test every spirit, reject every lie, and walk in the light of Jesus Christ. May our bodies honor you, our souls belong to you, and our spirits be made alive in you. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God is so good. I really hope you enjoyed that. Remember, God loves you, and so does Rock and Roll. Have a great week.